KQED.
Like many artists drawn to the West Coast, guitar master Kenny Burrell's musical voice was shaped by his move to California. But first, Burrell helped define two of jazz's golden ages, first as a rising star on the Detroit scene after World War II, and then in New York City in the mid-1950s. But reviewer Andrew Gilbert says Burrell's new album sums up his deep but often overlooked ties to Los Angeles.
Kenny Burrell made his name as one of the top jazz guitarists on the East Coast, but at this point, he spent more of his life in Los Angeles than anywhere else. LA hasn't changed his music so much as allowed Burrell to become more fully himself. On stage, he often comes across as an affable professor, and in fact, he's been an influential educator at UCLA for decades. His academic responsibilities haven't slowed his prolific recording career. And with his 108th album, Special Requests, and other favorites, Burrell adds another gem to his dauntingly consistent discography. Recorded live at the Hollywood jazz spot Catalina's last November when Burrell was 81, the album features the guitarist's veteran LA quintet on a program of standards, like that lilting version of Freddie Hubbard's Little Sunflower. With his beautiful touch, impeccable taste, and appealing combination of harmonic elegance and bluesy grit, Burrell offers jazz classicism at its best, gracefully bridging almost a century of a rapidly evolving tradition. As the first person to teach a university course devoted to the music of Duke Ellington, Burrell invariably includes a selection of Ellingtonia in every performance. Here, he offers two delectable ballads, the standard In a Sentimental Mood and the more obscure but equally ravishing Sunset in the Mockingbird. Burrell made his recording debut in 1951 as a member of Dizzy Gillespie's sextet and went on to play with many of jazz's defining figures, from Billie Holiday and Coleman Hawkins to John Coltrane and Bill Evans. Part of what makes him such a quietly dramatic player is the way he shapes phrases, like his introduction to Michel Legrand's The Summer Knows, his only track on acoustic guitar. The conceit of Special Requests is that Burrell is playing tunes selected by his fans. But there's nothing pandering about the set, which brims with prime material. He closes the album with his only original of the evening, Chitlin's Con Carne. An irresistible blues from his classic 1963 Blue Note album, Midnight Blue. The piece has been covered by everyone from Horace Silver and Big John Patton to Buddy Guy and Stevie Ray Vaughan. But Burrell owns it with his confident swing. In his 80s, the guitarist is as soulful as ever, and Special Requests makes it clear he's still got plenty to give.
Andrew Gilbert is a Bay Area writer who covers jazz and world music. He reviewed Kenny Burrell's album Special Requests and other favorites. And that's the California Report, a production of KQED Public Radio in San Francisco. Our director this week is Nina Thorson. The technical producer is Howard Gelman. We had additional engineering from Danny Bringer and Rob Spate. The online team includes Olivia Hubert-Allen, David Weir, Lisa Pickoff-White, and Chad McClymans. Our interns are Jenny Simone and Nicholas Arce. The California Report's editorial team includes Victoria Maleone, Susie Rocho, Kat Snow, Polly Stryker, Dan Brecky, Ingrid Becker, and Bruce Kuhn. I'm Scott Schaefer. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org. The James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. And the Wesley Foundation, improving the lives of California's children.